Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Well, as you mentioned, things have changed on an average typical spring, or at least a spring that we anticipated going into. We'd have flooding in addition to our COVID-19 outbreak, our pandemic, but it's not so bad. But let's see how, and usually the things start getting worse down in Dickey County. Emergency manager Charlie Russell joins us now. How you doing, Charlie?
Oh, we're just living the dream one day at a time, I swear.
How are, last I checked, Dickey County was excused from any COVID-19 cases that we know of.
Well, that's just because we're trying to fool y'all. Because remember, all of our stuff goes to South Dakota. All of our main hospitals are down there, see? We've had a bunch of people tested, however, they only report the positives, not the negatives.
Okay.
So that's a downside, but we like to let everybody think that we're elite down here.
Yeah.
Ain't no COVID going to bother us.
Yeah, you're super healthy, super tough. Most people who live in the county are farmers, and they're resilient to begin with, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Charlie, any rising water concerns or any, whether it's from the Jim River or other streams or tributaries?
Well, we were worried sick going into this because, you hate to whisper the fact that we're down like two storms that we should have and haven't had. But we've had absolutely a perfect thaw. The water's running everywhere and running hot in some cases, but it's all staying in the ditches. And we're not arguing. So right now, our only concern is the Jim. See where that's going to go. But so far, even it's behaving itself.
Yeah. Is the James River or some of the other smaller streams and tributaries still mostly ice covered, just starting to loosen up on the edges?
Well, yes, sir. There's a lot of open water on the Jim, even down here, in spots where it's narrow or where culverts are feeding it. But as a whole, it's still not. I wouldn't call it open at all, but it's coming. And remember, we went into it out of the banks in a lot of places, so it's going to look a lot worse than it is until that water can get back into the banks.
For sure. Rural roads, how are you doing there? Are some of them starting to soften up quite a bit?
Oh yes, sir. This is the time everybody tries to stay off of the township roads unless you absolutely need to, because some of them are still frozen, but most of them are just soft as heck. And then you got water running on or close to them. It's just better to let them dry out, warm up than it is to get out there and start working. But you have so many people with corn still in the field. What do you do if they have any chance of planting now? They better get that corn off.
Yeah.
So, it's been an ugly winter. I can't remember when last time it was normal, let's put it that way.
Yes. You're not the county agent, but I'll ask you as the emergency manager, a ballpark figure, how much corn is still left out in the country?
I don't know. When you get up north, especially, there's, North Dickey County, there's quite a bit of corn. I know there's been people, combine, you've seen the trucks and stuff running, trying to get it out. I guess it's a loss because the weights are still, never did dry down, and everybody's crying about it. But then they always do. But, we were up chasing flood earlier in the spring. We still have soybeans down up south of Cullum, up in that end of our county. I mean, fields of soybeans that were never touched. I have no idea what I thought.
Wow. And those may or may not get combined. That would be a total loss for that producer.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the other paramedic. He was saying that he's got, I don't know how many sections, but he says, actually, you're paying to get the corn off because it's not going to get anything for it,
Right. Yeah.
But you can't just leave it sitting there. I mean, even to prevent planters, you still got to get the corn off. So.
Yeah. Well, but the good news is, as far as flooding, best case scenario, how about the Dickey County, the historical Dickey County Courthouse? Is that open for business or are things different there?
No, everything is, all government function is running, but everything is shut down. Cities, counties, Fed, everything else. So you can call them on the phone, you can email them, and you absolutely have to see them in person, that you have to call and make an appointment or a call and let them know, hey, I'm coming in, I need to give you this or talk to you about this. But really, with this virus, everything is shut down. You can't get into any city hall, the FSA office, all that, everything is shut down.
Yeah.
So basically, the only thing opens grocery stores and hardware stores and stuff like that for the time being. But yeah, we're just like everybody else, kind of hiding.
In the back to farming here, give us a perspective. Topsoil moisture, is everybody pretty much saturated topsoil wise? Is it going to be a long time before you think farmers will get in the field?
You know, that I hate to tell you, cause I'm just not a farmer. I don't know. To me, I see a lot of snow and mud holes and full pocket sleeves. So I would have to assume that's correct. But like I said, heck, don't quote me. You know, I know what a combine is versus a hay tractor. That's about as far as I get ag-wise.
Okay. All righty. Well, we thank you for the work you do, though. Sometimes 24 hours a day when things go sour in Dickey County. Charles Russell, the emergency manager, thanks so much for the visit. And I hope you have a safe weekend. Stay healthy, and we'll check in with you every now and then.
Call anytime. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Charlie. Talk to you later.